Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. Thank you for being here. It is Steve Gruber's show for Tuesday, December the 1st, 2020. Glad to have you here. Here are three big things that you need to know right now. Number three, the Whole Foods CEO is out swinging at socialism, saying it's been tried 42 times and failed 42 times. That's nice. Number two, Burgess Owens is coming to the defense of business owners and America. He says he will destroy the so-called squad by unleashing truth on the nation from his new congressional seat. And number one, Pennsylvania lawmakers, along with Wisconsin and Arizona, certify the election. Certify the election, but the question of who won really isn't over. I told you I was going to dig deep into this. And I'm going to, if I'm not completely distracted by nonsense coming in on my social media and tweet accounts and text messages, I'll do my best here to focus on this because it's extremely important. And I'm getting flooded with nonsense at the moment and noise, but I'll do my best here. And I'm going to go to a piece by Patrick Basham. He's from the Democracy Institute. The Democracy Institute that correctly predicted the outcome of the election. He said Donald Trump would win in an electoral landslide with 320 electoral votes. Didn't happen, apparently. If you find the results of the presidential election odd, is to invite derision these days. You must be a crank or a conspiracy theorist if you don't think that Joe Biden won the election. Well, let's consider some facts, shall we? President Trump received more votes than any previous incumbent seeking re-election ever. He got 11 to 12 million more votes than in 2016, the third largest rise in support in American history for an incumbent. The third largest rise in support in American history. By the way of comparison, President Obama was re-elected in 2012 with 3.5 million less votes. Donald Trump got 3.5 times more than Barack Obama did. Trump's vote increased so much because, according to exit polls, he performed far better with many key demographic groups. 95% of Republicans voted for Donald Trump, 95%. He did extraordinarily well with rural male white working class voters. He earned the highest share of all minority votes for Republicans since 1960. Grew his support among black voters by 50% over 2016, while Joe Biden's support among black voters was below 90%, the level below which Democratic presidential candidates pretty much always lose. Trump increased his share of the national Hispanic vote to 35%. With 60% or less of the national Hispanic vote, it's almost mathematically impossible for the Democrat to win Florida, Arizona, Nevada, or New Mexico. Bellwether states swung even further into Trump's column than in 2016. Florida, Ohio, and Iowa each defied America's media polls with huge wins for Trump. 8.5 points in Iowa, 8.5 points in Ohio, 3.5 points in Florida. Since 1852, only Richard Nixon has lost the Electoral College after winning that trio, Florida, Ohio, Iowa. Since 1852. Oh, and by the way, that was a 1960 loss to John Kennedy that remains dubious at best. They don't cheat in Chicago either, I'm quite sure. Midwestern states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, always swing in the same direction as Ohio and Iowa. They're regional peers. They almost always go together. Ohio, likewise, swings with Florida. Current tallies show that outside of a few cities, the Rust Belt swung in Trump's direction. Yet Biden holds leads in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin because of an apparent avalanche of black votes in Detroit, Philadelphia, and Milwaukee. Biden's winning margin, coincidentally, was derived from those exact votes. His black vote spiked only in exactly the locations necessary to win. Remarkable. We're told that Biden won more votes nationally than any presidential candidate in history, but he won a record low 17 counties. He won only 524 counties in the entire nation. Obama won 873. Victorious presidential candidates, especially challengers, always have coattails. But the Republicans won all 27 toss-up contests. All 27. Trump's party did not lose a single state legislature and actually made gains at the state level. And then there's this other anomaly. The comparison between the polls and non-polling metrics, the latter including party registration trends, the candidates' respective primary votes, candidate enthusiasm, social media followings, broadcast and digital media ratings, online searches, the number of small donors, and the number of individuals betting on each candidate. Despite poor recent performances, media and academic polls have an impressive 80% record on predicting the winner during the modern era. But when the polls err, when the polls are wrong, non-polling metrics do not. The latter have a 100% record. Even non-polling metrics forecast Trump's re-election. For Trump to lose this election, the mainstream polls needed to be right, which they weren't. And for Trump to lose, not only did one or more of these metrics have to be wrong for the first time ever, but every single one had to be wrong. How about these peculiar outcomes? Late on election night, with Trump comfortably ahead, many swing states stopped counting ballots. In most cases, observers were removed from the counting facilities. Counting generally continued without the observers. Statistically, abnormal vote counts were the new normal when counting resumed. They were unusually large in size, hundreds of thousands, and had an unusually high 90% and above Biden to Trump ratio. Late arriving ballots were counted in Pennsylvania. 23,000 absentee ballots have impossible postal return dates. Another 86,000 have such extraordinary return dates, they raise serious questions about their validity. The failure to match signatures on mail-in ballots, the destruction of mail-in ballot envelopes, which must contain signatures, historically low absentee ballot rejection rates. Georgia's normally 4%. And in this year, with all of these ballots, it was 0.4%. A fraction of what it normally is. If the states simply followed their normal rejection rates for mail-in ballots, Trump wins. Then there's missing votes in places like Delaware County, Pennsylvania. 50,000 votes held on 47 USB cards are just missing. They just went missing. Non-resident votes. We talked about this yesterday. But non-resident votes. In Georgia, for example, more than 20,000 illegal votes cast by those that don't live there anymore. I'm reminding you that the margin in Georgia is only about 12,000. Chain of custody breakdowns were common. Statistical anomalies. In Georgia, Biden overtook Trump with 89% of the votes counted. For the next 53 batches of votes counted, listen to this, Biden led Trump by the exact same 50.05% to 49.95% in every single batch. 53 consecutive batches. The exact same mathematical breakdown. How is that possible? How is that possible? The answer is it's not. We're not. They were not. It's not possible. Joe Biden didn't win. Truth is truth. 14 after.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor, Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprises Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.